when it comes to doing your due diligence on certain markets, you want to look for markets that have growing population, because growing population, when people are moving, for instance, from California to Texas, it means that there's going to be more people knocking on your leasing office doors and asking if there are units available for rent. If there's a market or sub-market with declining population, it means that you have more available doors and not so many people to fill them.
Let's get ready to scale.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Ready to Scale. I'm your host, Ellie Perlman, broadcasting from sunny, beautiful California. Today, we are still in a series of navigating a shifting market. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about deal evaluation during uncertainty. And we're going to essentially look into how we, as multifamily owners and operators, and you, the listeners, as passive investors, can vet markets, vet deals, and sponsors in today's crazy market. So, just a disclaimer, I am not a registered investment advisor, and this is just sharing my opinions and my insights. As someone who started her career as a real estate attorney, then went to business school, and shortly after started an investment company, Lake Capital, where we buy multifamily, mainly value-add deals, and invest in the Sun Belt region with passive investors. Usually we hold assets for 3 to 5 years. So this is essentially my insights from the market, from evaluating deals on a daily basis with my teams. And that's what I'm sharing with you today. Okay, so we're going to bisect this episode into three parts. The first part, we're going to talk about the market. How do we essentially, today's market, how do we evaluate which market is the right market to investing in, such when there's so much uncertainty today? We are then going to move to talk about asset due diligence and how you as an inv as investors can evaluate assets and new opportunities that are in front of you. And then we're going to talk about sponsor due diligence. And I do believe that every investor should go through that process of vetting the right market, doing some due diligence on the asset, and then on the sponsor that they're considering investing with. For each of those three sections, we are going to start by discussing why it's important to do that due diligence, what to look for, and where to find the information. So today's episode is going to be very practical, very technical. So let's go. Okay, so the first part is about the market due diligence, which markets are good, which markets are bad. I will start by saying that there's not really good and bad markets in an absolute term, because it really depends how sensitive you are to risk and what's important to you as an investor. So there are some investors that are risk averse, like myself, that are more conservative, that prefer to get slightly moderate returns in markets that are strong, that are solid, and where we think that the uncertainty is not as significant as in other markets. But then you have maybe more aggressive family offices and more usually more experienced investors that would like to invest in markets where it's high risk, high reward. So the returns may be high on paper, but there's a risk that none of the assumptions are going to happen, and the projections are going to be pretty aggressive, and in markets that may pose more volatility in terms of performance. So when it comes to the markets, I would say that it's really important to understand that, because you need to first understand what kind of investor you are. You, if you are more conservative, then there's some markets that make more sense for you to invest in. And if you're more aggressive and have more money to play with, then you can bet on riskier tertiary markets. It's really important to understand how the US has kind of been divided between solid markets and riskier markets, because not all markets are the same, because different markets behave differently. So that's why it's so important also to keep in mind that if you like a certain market as an investor, it's not necessarily the case that it will be the right market to stick with. So some investors like to invest in their hometown, so that's not going to change regardless of how the cycle's changing. I can give you example of a market that we used to really like back in 2018, which was Jacksonville. So we bought assets in Jacksonville, but we understood that the long cycle is going to shift, and we did not believe that the assets in Jacksonville are going to fare well in the changing cycle. So we sold our assets there. And Jacksonville right now is one of those markets that have many sub markets that are struggling right now because the tenant base is not as strong. So that's why it's so important to understand how markets are changing over the years and not to be married to one of them. Now, what to look for? So when it comes to doing your due diligence on certain markets, you want to look for markets that have growing population, because growing population, when people are moving, for instance, from California to Texas, it means that there's going to be more people knocking on your leasing office doors and asking if there are units available for rent. If there's a market or submarket with declining population, it means that you have more available doors and not so many people to fill them. So that's why it's so important to understand which market is actually attracting tenants. Usually it's also attracting employers. It usually goes hand in hand. And you also want to understand in a submarket what's the tenant profile, whether there's high, medium, or low crime. All these factors are making a market a strong market. And as I mentioned before, sometimes those factors change. So they could be a market that attracts a lot of people, and all of a sudden things happen, and then it's not that attractive. For instance, New York. So things do change, maybe not on a yearly basis, but every several years, something is changing. So I mentioned New York. During COVID, New York was a ghost town, and now there's a resurgence, and people are moving back to New York, but maybe not at the same level. But understanding how every several years the demand, the crime, the tenant profile is changing is crucial for you as an investor to understand whether this is the right market for you. Now, where to find the information? As a real estate company, we have access to technology backed by AI, that generates tons of reports. We can be very granular. We can look at the crime, we can look at the tenant base, at the internal migration of people in the US. We have access to all these factors. As a passive investor, you may not have access to those resources. So what you can do is go on websites where there's free information posted. And one of those good websites could be CBRE, for instance, or Cushman and Wakefield, and JLL. So all those companies, they're big firms, big brokerage firms that are selling multifamily. And essentially, they have free reports that you can download and read and get some more insights into what's happening in the market. Another free and good one is IRR. CoStar, for instance, would also, it's probably mostly paid, but the ones that I've just mentioned, these are the template, that these are the resources that are free, and you can download information on the US and see basically nationally what are the trends and where are the strongest and not so strong or riskier markets. And also they have reports specifically to Florida, specifically for Texas, specifically for North Carolina. And you can read what the trends are. If crime is increasing, if the population is growing, if rents are growing, all these things that are super important for you in order for you to make up your mind and whether this is the right market. If you feel that this is overwhelming, you can definitely go to the sponsor that is marketing a deal and ask, okay, walk me through why you chose this market. What's the crime in the submarket? What are the tenants like? Is there growing population? Are rents growing? You can ask those questions and then ask for them to provide you with their sources, and sometimes they can share that. So that's another way of getting information. So personally, for Blue Lake, we like the Sun Belt region. We're looking at other markets in the Midwest right now where we see growth in rents and low crime. But generally speaking, we really like North and South Carolina, Texas, Georgia, Florida really depends. Jacksonville is not one of the greatest markets that we like to invest in right now. Florida has a different issue with insurance costs that is basically killing many deals. But these are the markets that we like. And Arizona, in addition, we're looking into Colorado. There are other markets that we're looking into. But generally speaking, all these markets that I've mentioned, they have growing populations. We're focusing on submarkets that have low crime and really strong tenant profiles. And so these are the markets that we like. I prefer to go to markets where I know that people are interested in living in and companies are moving to, even if it means that we're not going to get 8% cash on cash.
Ready to Scale is brought to you by Blue Lake Capital, where we hunt down the best multifamily investment opportunities that we can find and invite investors to join in with us. We target Class B value-add multifamily properties across the Sun Belt. Our CEO, Ellie Perlman, invests a substantial amount of capital into every deal. This means our interests are aligned with yours. If you're an accredited investor looking to expand your portfolio and diversify sponsors, be sure to visit us at bluelake-capital.com. Blue Lake Capital, be bold, be extraordinary, and keep moving forward.
Okay, so the next part of evaluating deals in uncertainty is honing in and focusing on asset due diligence. And this part can be tricky because a lot of the information will be presented by sponsors like myself. And you just need to, as an investor, you need to know what questions to ask. So we're going to start but with the first question, why it's important. When it comes to asset due diligence, obviously, it's really important to make sure that as an investor, you ask the right questions, you dig in, you look for red flags, not just read through the offer memorandum and look at the information that is there, because usually most of it is positive information. But it's important to understand that not all assets are the same. Older assets tend to have more issues if mainly if they have a tenant base that is not very strong. On the other side, on the flip side, you have some assets that excel in today's market because they offer rents that are reasonable and their curb appeal is really good, and there are newer assets in really strong locations. So all of that can be pretty attractive, and it's really important to understand what are you considering investing in, because different assets, like markets, they react differently and they're impacted differently when the market shifts. So when there's a lot of uncertainty out there are some things that we can control, which is looking at the financials. And the next question under the asset due diligence portion of this discussion is what to look for. When you're looking at a deal, ask the sponsor for T12, which is a trailing 12, last 12 months of financials, P&L, and you go over income, expenses, and net operating income, and probably some let's go below the line, CapEx and other expenses. Ask to review it. You can look for, as an investor, it makes sense to spend even 30 minutes, even an hour, looking at the T12. Look for red flags. And red flags for me is if you look at bad debt, for instance, which is essentially all the rents that the owner does not believe they can recover from tenants, and they report it as a loss. And look at the percentage of the bad debt from the total potential income in a T12. For me, a red flag is where it's going up significantly over time. And that means that there's an issue at the property that the owner is not addressing or does not know how to address. And unless you have a team that is buying the asset, knowing that this is an issue, knowing what is the source of the issue and how they can fix it, it could be a risky investment if the sponsor you're considering investing with is not aware of that. That's one red flag. Increasing vacancy is another red flag. On the flip side, very thin expenses is also a red flag. So if we look at the expense side in the T12, usually about 40 to 60% expense ratio to income is healthy. If you see something like 20, 25%, that's too aggressive. It's one of two. Either the asset is mismanaged, there's a lot of deferred maintenance because the owner just does not want to put money, invest money in the asset, and you're buying a really bad and neglected asset, or someone is not adding all the expenses in the T12, which is pretty bad. So this is one thing to look for, and looking at red flags, looking at some trends can help you understand what you're buying. Another thing to look for is stress testing the softening in rent growth. So what I mean by it is that if we change a certain assumption, how would that impact the deal's returns? I've seen many sponsors in today's market still adding 5 or 6% rent growth year over year. It's not really realistic. Rents have grown about 0.5% across the board. That's a US nat, you know, that's a national average. Some markets are higher than others, but when it comes to stress testing, even if this submarket is growing at 10 or 12%, and there's still markets that do that, and the deal sponsor is adding 5%, which could or could not be aggressive. What I would ask is how do returns look like if you change the 5% to 2%, and then see what happens? Because if the sponsor cannot reach those 5% rent growth, and it's the market is actually going to produce only 2% rent growth, then maybe a 12% IRR deal is 10% IRR deal. Now you may still say, you know what, I'm good with 10%, but you need to know how impactful rent growth assumptions are. But you need to know how the rent growth assumption, how changing that impacts the total returns. That's another thing to look for, softening in rent growth. Another thing to look for is exit strategy. So I would ask the sponsor, what are you assuming as an exit strategy? What's the exit cap rate? What's the price per door? And how do you feel comfortable with those numbers? Usually, essentially a sponsor with a well-oiled acquisitions process should have a sell comps, and they should point out to the recent transaction what the cap rate, what the price per door is, to say, okay, right now, assets that are being sold are sold at $300,000 a door. We're assuming 280,000 in 5 years. Now that's conservative. So again, when we're looking at a market that is so uncertain right now, we need to look at T12, look for red flags, look for rent growth analysis, see how that impacts returns, and ask questions about the exit strategy to make sure that you're comfortable with the assumptions that the sponsor is making. Now, where to find the info? Obviously, with the sponsor. You can ask to see the underwriting. You can ask questions. Sometimes it's a 15-minute call and you get a lot of answers, and you can make up your mind also how detailed and rigorous the underwriting is. If the sponsor does not have a good answer to any of these questions, then you might want to consider whether you want to invest with them. All right, so moving on to the third and last part of today's episode, sponsor due diligence. Again, the first question is why it's important. Obviously, it's extremely, extremely important to invest with the right sponsor. Even the best deal in the world, if the execution is not good and the deal's not being executed by the right sponsorship team, the deal's not going to do well. So this is extremely important for you as investors to trust the sponsors and to feel comfortable writing them a check. Now, what to look for? When it comes to sponsor due diligence, you want to ask them for three main things. One is past performance. Ask them about deals that went south, ask them about their IRR. Many times, even if during year 2 out of 5, they've paused or reduced distributions, what's really important is the overall exit. And sometimes the proceeds from the sale are going to compensate for all the missing distributions. So it's really important to focus on deals that went through a full cycle and ask for their IRR and their equity multiple and ask about, that report. But it's also very important to ask, do you have deals that are not tracking performance and what happened, and see if they're willing to openly share the struggles with you. That's very important. Now, the second thing to ask for is, what's your investment philosophy? Are you more aggressive? Are you more conservative? How are you more aggressive or how are you more conservative? And understand, how those answers actually match your appetite as an investor. And the third thing to look for is essentially, show me a case study of a deal that you've exited. You want to see not just the returns, but the business plan, how much money was raised. You want to see what they've projected, what actually happened, and then you can make up your own mind. That's a really, really important part of the due diligence. Now, of course, where to find the information? You ask the sponsor. Ask them to connect you with other investors of theirs and have a conversation with them. Ask them about their communication style. Ask them about their returns, the process, anything you want to know. I think it's is important for you to make up your mind. But this is a very, very important part of the process, because it could be the strongest market in the US. It could be the best deal on earth. But with a sponsor that is not a strong sponsor, you may not see the results that you want to see from your investment. So that's it for today, guys. We talked about deal evaluation during uncertainty. We went through why it's important to evaluate market, asset, and the sponsor, what to look for, and where to find the information. If you are listening to us and you find us valuable, please leave us a 5-star review. Send us an email. Tell us what you think. And if there are any other topics that you want us to talk about, info@bluelake-capital.com. That was it for today, guys. Take care. I'll see you on the next episode.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.